For the first time ever, veterans with an other than honorable discharge can access services at VA medical centers. Veterans with this kind of status served in the military but did not earn an honorable discharge from the Department of Defense, which means they weren't eligible for any benefits until now. WXXI's Karen Shikurji visited the Canandaigua VA and sat down with Sarah Levis, Behavioral Health Operations Manager, to learn more.
How has the policy changed things here? What does this actually look like on the ground?
What does it look like here? It allows a veteran who wants to receive services from us, who has an other than honorable discharge, to come to our Veterans Service Center to enroll in care, because historically they were not eligible for care. And then ultimately they are escorted to our behavioral health services and seen by one of our clinicians who will determine the best course of treatment. Prior to this, anyone who had an other than honorable discharge was not able to receive any VA medical care, period. And so what this has done is really opened up the possibility of being served for a time of 90 days. What that means is that we have 90 days to provide treatment to you should you fall into this eligibility category.
Just mental health care, not medical care at all.
If the veteran comes in and has a mental health issue that we are serving them for, and they have a medical condition that is attributable to their mental health, we can hook them up with the medical side of the house, but the veteran would be billed under a humanitarian eligibility. So what I say to folks is that it's really important to not use generalities when it comes to discharge statuses, because if you put 10 veterans in front of me, all 10 of them could have a different discharge status, and all 10 of them could be eligible for different services.
Who is specifically benefiting from this policy change regarding mental health services? Maybe you could kind of tell me a little bit about that population.
So about 500,000 veterans have been discharged other than honorable. So we know of the 20 that take their lives each day, 14 of them are not engaged in VA care. So what this does is open a door for veterans who were ineligible for before so that they can receive mental health treatment that they may need, and really under the thought process that they would be engaged in mental health so they're less likely to engage in self-harming behaviors.
So it was determined that most of the veterans that are taking their lives,
you said, are not engaged in using VA care. So you think about 20 veterans a day who take their lives, 14 of those do not come to the VA for any care.
But is it known whether or not the reason that they're not engaging with VA care has to do with their discharge status? Is that the connection that you're making, or
there's many reasons, very similar to the 10 veterans I talked about. There could be income restrictions, there could be discharge restrictions, there could be many things.
How do you think this change is sitting with the overall veteran community?
Well, that's a mixed reaction. There are some folks in the veteran population who feel that they served. They have an honorable discharge. They worked very hard for that in the Department of Defense, in the military, and feel that those who have other than honorable should not necessarily be given those same rights, if you will. However, I try to think about it a little bit differently and think about if someone was very depressed and contemplating suicide, wouldn't you want your brother or sister who was in the military to receive the services that they genuinely need in order for them to get the treatment and really be successful? And so when veterans start having some questions about that, that's really kind of how I talk to them about it. It's really about a really human reaction to have, but it's really about reaching out and serving those who may be in trouble and really could use some extra support.